the American Journal. We're excited that you're joining us on this beautiful Thursday morning. A lot to dive into. The government, I guess, isn't shut down anymore, folks. So all those federal employees who have been hitting the snooze button, well, it's time to get back to work because we're paying you. We were paying them anyway, but folks, there were some of them that were making up any excuse not to get into work. And I know this because I was at TSA and they were not pleasant in Austin. But again, folks, the government has reopened. President Trump has officially signed off on just that. The House voting to reopen the government yesterday. Only two Republicans voting to continue the shutdown, of course. You could probably guess who one of those individuals is. I'll give you a hint. His name is Congressman Thomas Massie. Not really a hint, but Congressman Thomas Massie is someone who keeps finding himself on the opposition of President Donald Trump. And he's going to make a career out of this, I think. I truly do. We'll dive into Massie as well, because there's a lot going on in regards to the Jeffrey Epstein stuff that dropped while we were on air yesterday. And a lot of Democrats are trying their very best to accuse President Trump of being a pedophile. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to insinuate that, although it has been proven repeatedly false by those who are directly involved. Guess what? They don't care. I mean, they're still redacting the name of a well-known, well-outspoken victim of Jeffrey Epstein's. And for some reason, they're trying to insinuate that President Trump somehow was connected and was spending time with victims. These people hit new lows every single time, and they're the only ones that believe in their own stupidity. We'll talk about that in a little bit today. We'll also talk about a lot of important things. Did you know that today is actually the final day that pennies will be produced, ending a 232-year tradition? So that's my fun little fact for right now. I also was digging into other fun little facts. Did you know that in India right now, 21% of tuberculosis cases have declined? Probably because we've sent them here. Remember when we were bringing in illegal aliens under the Biden regime and they started seeing these TB cases popping up all across the country? And they were like, well, how is this happening? And I was probably one of the very few telling you it was happening because Joe Biden was allowing people with TB into our country. Even the Department of Health had to literally put out the information themselves, admitting just that they were sending to, I believe it was over 32 states, kids with TB. And it's actually quite frequent in India. And so if you looked at the areas that it was widely affecting during those 4 years, of course, it was those who were coming from India. So a little fun fact there. It's pretty insane that that our government allowed this into our country and, of course, did its very best to pretend like they didn't know what was causing all of these TB cases to be popping up all over the states. The absurdity is never ending, folks. The absurdity is never ending. Speaking of that, too, there's a lot that we could talk about in regards to those who have committed food stamp fraud. We're learning more and more about those who are being exposed for doing just that. Not all states are looking to hand over their records to the federal government. They're actually being sued right now just because they're refusing to do it. But you're never going to believe what Brooke Rollins has just recently found. And it's quite the impressive amount of information over at the Department of Agriculture. She's finding so much fraud in regards to the food stamp program. And folks, it's pretty much everything you thought of, everything you probably knew was going on. But there's people who are even double dipping in the benefits. So we're going to walk you through that in a little bit as well. A lot to go into for today's show. I have Matt Marsden joining the program today to break down some of the it might be an unpopular take that he has in regards to H-1B visas. I'm going to let him explain. I also have Sean Atwood as well joining the program to break down the latest regarding this so-called Epstein scandal that Democrats continue to push. So we're going to break down all of that for you in just a few moments. Do not go anywhere. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com because we still have that BOGO sale going on right now for a limited time. It is BOGO on methylene blue, as well as a free hat will be sent your way whenever you purchase a supplement over at thealexjonesstore.com. So head on over to the shop and make sure you stock up right now. I don't know how much longer that sale is going to be lasting. It could be any hour now it ends. So if you haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com today.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th. 2025 Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale, so take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. Because the globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building, and the website, but not we the people, the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning and welcome to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all jumping on with us today. A lot to discuss, a lot to expose when it comes to immigration fraud, food stamp fraud, H-1B visa fraud. I mean, there's just so much to dig into in today's show. We're excited that you're joining us. I'll be joined today by Matt Marsden later in the program because he's got an unpopular take probably about H-1B visas. Not that it's so much unpopular, but it's probably something that you didn't even think of yourselves. And he wants to join me today to explain what he's talking about right now. I'll also be joined by Sean Atwood to break down the very latest regarding Jeffrey Epstein, all the information that's coming out, the emails coming out, the selective emails, of course, that are coming out right now because, you know, the left is trying to pin President Donald Trump as a pedophile. There's no other way to kind of phrase that. They are trying their very best to mislead the American people and say that there was a closer association with Epstein as well as the victims of Epstein. And even though the victims of Epstein have come out and said, no, we never had anything to do with Donald Trump. When we did see him, he was very respectful. He was very nice. But again, this is not something that Democrats want you knowing. In fact, they redacted a name, of course. We'll go into detail about that from one of those emails. And well, they did it because that victim was someone who actually went on the record and said that Donald Trump never did anything to her. But they used that email to manipulate the American people. And folks, it's absolutely insane, but it's going on. It's going on. We also are going to discuss a couple of other things as well. I wanted to dive into, this is a big one, obviously how the government shutdown has completely ended after 43 days. That is the longest federal government shutdown. Now, when you look at the numbers in the House, six Democrats deflected and went and joined Republicans in this vote to reopen the government. Obviously, Congressman Thomas Massie voting not to reopen the government. But President Trump, he's really been fired up about the issue because they've been using this, Democrats have been using this as a way to fire up their base, to get them out on election day to vote. But most importantly, they're using Americans to try to move in their new voter base, which are illegal aliens. They're fighting for them and only them exclusively. So President Trump yesterday in the Oval Office before signing the CR decided to call them out one more time. Take a listen.
For the past 43 days, Democrats in Congress shut down the government of the United States in an attempt to extort American taxpayers for hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal aliens and people that came into our country illegally from gangs, from prisons, from mental institutions. They wanted to pay them $1.5 trillion, which would have really hurt our health care businesses and our recipients at levels never seen before. Today, we're sending a clear message that we will never give in to extortion, because that's what it was. They tried to extort, the Democrats tried to extort our country.
And it's not just President Trump saying that, it's also Speaker Mike Johnson. He believes that those on the left were trying their very best to squeeze them for whatever they could. And they try to do these little backdoor meetings. And every time Speaker Johnson talks about it, it always gives me kind of the creeps. But he's talking about how Chuck Schumer continues to try to push to get them all to go into a back room and kind of scope out a deal between four of the leaders. But again, Speaker Johnson saying he's not having it. Take a listen to clip two and exactly what Speaker Johnson's accusing Schumer of.
Was Chuck Schumer came out and said the quiet part out loud. I don't even think he realized, he has no self-awareness, but he came and cried to all of you that I would not agree to go into a back room and make a four corners agreement on these issues. That just he and I and Hakeem Jeffries and Leader Thune would go in a room and make this decision for the entire population of America and block out all of our colleagues as if they had no voice in it. That is why Washington is broken. That's why Congress hasn't worked well for people. That's why they don't have a lot of faith in what goes on here. And I'm committed to trying to restore that faith. And one way we do that is we get back to regular order. And we allow all the duly elected members of this body to have their voices heard. I'm not playing games. And Chuck Schumer, I'm not going in a back room with you and making a Four Corners deal on anything. And I hope you understand that.
It's kind of creepy when he says it like that, that he's not going to a back room with Chuck Schumer. Gives me the creeps. It's not just that, though, folks. The real thing that had most Americans fired up was the level of stupidity that came from potentially the group of senators who say that were victims of Arctic Frost. They decided to kind of sneak in a little provision. That provision allowed them to potentially sue for $500,000 the federal government for tapping their phones. Obviously, we were calling it out. It was wrong from day one. But the reality of it is this, folks. Why the heck do senators, a specific small group of senators, think that it's okay for them, just them, to be able to sue the government for $500,000 and get your money because their phones were tapped? What about the other victims? We keep calling it out. I keep calling it out. When I sat there and watched Lindsey Graham cry on Fox News about how his phone was tapped, I didn't give a damn. Because why? Because so many people were targeted by the federal government. He is not a part of a protective class of citizens who shouldn't have their phones tapped. All Americans shouldn't have their phone tapped by the regime. And for him to sit here and pretend like he was exclusively discriminated against and targeted against, I have no empathy. Zero. Zero. Now, obviously, Senator Tommy Tuberville is really the only one who on this list that I have a vast amount of respect for. He's come on this show. He's detailed exactly what happened during Arctic Frost. And I have not heard him even ask for a hand. I've even reached out to his office to make sure, just to make sure and tell you guys what's going on, but to see if he was actually one of the individuals who wanted that $500,000. We need to know answers. We need to know answers. It is completely disgraceful that those nine senators, potentially all nine of them, we don't know exactly who put this provision in, but they were advocating for themselves instead of the rest of the country. You know, J6ers are sitting here and trying to scrape together whatever they can to get attorneys to represent them in court so that they could try to recuperate financially from what happened to them. Are they going to get $500,000? Well, I didn't see that in the provision. I didn't see that. It goes to show you, though, that these politicians only look out for themselves and they don't care for anything else. But yesterday was a great day because President Trump did end up signing that CR, and I'm told that the $500,000 payout for the senators that they were looking to get was actually taken out by the House. So we'll see. We finally get it. We could read through it and make sure of that. But President Trump, obviously, it was a busy day for him yesterday when Democrats tried to release Epstein emails. So when he was shooing them all out of the press, well, I guess I would say the Oval Office after signing, take a listen to clip three and how the media acted.
Thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for going. Thank you.
It's a great day.
Well done, Mr.
And isn't that something? So obviously, folks, they are trying their very best to go after President Trump. We'll talk about it later in the show. Can't even take a second to celebrate what he just finally was able to accomplish, ending the longest federal government shutdown, which lasted 43 days. No. We're going to ask you about Epstein for like the thousandth time. Now, again, I am somebody who is strongly advocating for the release of everything regarding Jeffrey Epstein, but I don't select my level of outrage. And I'll talk about that later in the show. First, before we get to there, the real good thing about the government shutdown is it helped us realize that there were millions and millions of people on our SNAP benefit programs. As many of you guys know, 42 million people apparently are getting SNAP benefits, and it's quite the strange number. I don't understand how 42 million people, they say that they're supposed to be citizens, but yet certain states in this country, Democrat states, blue states, won't actually hand over their data as to who they're giving these benefits out to. So now the federal government obviously has to sue to get that information. But it's really fascinating when you listen to the amount of fraud that they've caught thus far for those states that actually have turned over their numbers. Take a listen to Brooke Rollins, because she's actually detailing the SNAP fraud they've recently exposed. Take a listen to clip four.
And 20 plus others did not, and we're suing, we're in a litigation right now. But of the 29 that complied, what we have found is staggering. 500,000 people getting benefits two times under the same name. 5,000 dead people. 80% of the able-bodied Americans, meaning they can work. They don't have small children at home. They're not taking care of an elderly parent. They can work, and they choose not to work, of course, because they're getting significant benefits from the taxpayer. So this light, Laura, that has now been shined on what is perhaps one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in American history, that we are working now. Very big announcements coming next week on this. We are cracking down. We now have a plan to fix it, and we're really, really excited about doing that for the American people.
So this has been going on for many years. I mean, I think I covered this on the radio.
So, folks, as you can see, it's a ton and ton of fraud. And it's really enraging, folks, because listen here. This shouldn't be happening. Did you hear her say 80% are those who are physically able to go out and work have just decided not to? I mean, when we sit here and we talk about cracking down on these numbers, those people need to be kicked off these programs. You either work, contribute, or you don't eat. I mean, listen, there's no reason why those who don't have kids, who are fully capable of going out and working and are of age, like, we're not talking about retirement. We're not talking about somebody who lost their spouse while they were going into their retirement years. We were talking about people who are fully capable of being able to work and they've decided not to. They don't want to lose those benefits. We need to do something about this. It is so insane that this is what's going on right now in this country as we continue to expose all of the corruption. There's so much, actually, we're going to be exposing today in regards to all of this. But, you know, and we're going to talk about Jeffrey Epstein in a little bit. We're going to first, though, address the immigration issue, because there's been a lot in regards to this over the last few hours. Obviously, it's been very controversial, but for most right now, we need to have these conversations. You know, yesterday we played a clip from Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem ultimately said in the clip that we played from you guys yesterday that she, for one, doesn't understand, well, that they've sped up the immigration process, the naturalization process, and the H-1B visa process. And it was quite bizarre to hear her say just that, because I didn't understand exactly why she was advocating for this. But folks, it was insane to hear. So I reached out to DHS, like I told you I was going to do yesterday on this show. And I reached out. I want to show you guys this email that I received. I asked DHS specifically for the numbers. And for some strange reason, after asking them specifically for the breakdown of how many naturalized citizens have we brought into this country since the president has taken the White House, I received this response. The era of mass illegal migration, open borders, and visa abuse is over. The American people finally have a government that enforces the law, not one that apologizes for it. So I asked for numbers, and I received that. Now, listen, DHS has been great to me when it comes to requesting comments, and I have to be fair here. So I did, before putting out that statement, I did actually reach back out and said, hey, maybe you misread my request. But I still haven't heard back. It's unfortunate, folks. I ask for numbers. I simply want to know what Kristi Noem was referring to in that interview that she did yesterday on Fox. Why are we speeding up the immigration process in this country? No one's asking for that. Literally no one. Literally no one. Unless, of course, you are a greedy corporation looking to possibly cheat the American people out of the H-1B visa process. And so maybe you would be with someone looking to speed that up a bit. But when it comes to naturalizing citizens in this country, folks, we don't want more. We haven't even purged out the ones that came in illegally. And so there's a level of outrage right now amongst the American people. And we didn't vote for any of this. And I think when we listen to these clips that are played, I constantly am like, okay, let me understand the context here. Let me try to reach out for their shake on what was said here. And you try to be as fair as you can. But folks, what the heck is going on? Nobody voted for more legal or illegal immigrants. We can't even handle what we have currently in this country. Americans are in trouble. Americans are unable to feed their families. Americans are unable to get clean water in their homes. So to sit here and think that, yeah, we need more people brought in. No, we don't. And it's so infuriating, but we need to keep cleaning this stuff up because it is frustrating to sit back and watch this administration do what they're doing. I also want to go over this. This is an interesting story in California. California plans to revoke 17,000 commercial driver's licenses that they were given to illegal aliens, to immigrants, is how they're phrasing it, though. See what happens? See what happens when you apply a little bit of pressure? Now, what's going to happen? Probably those people are going to have to go home and leave because they're not going to have a source of income. But this is what we voted for. It's so crazy because I could sit here and support that, obviously, because you and I both probably support the fact that illegal aliens should not be driving vehicles, especially receiving CDLs. And the Transportation Department applied a little bit of pressure, just a little bit of pressure. And now California has given in. California is planning to revoke 17,000 CDLs given out to immigrants after the Trump administration raised concerns about people in this country illegally improperly receiving these licenses to drive semi-trucks or buses. But Gavin Newsom, when you ask him, he said, oh, no, that's not the reason. Newsom said that they are, they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure out how these things are possibly violating state laws, but didn't provide specifics. And so it's interesting when you sit back and you watch this, because he can't flat out say, all right, this is a bad look. Because this guy who was driving that truck that you see there was allegedly under the influence and shouldn't have been operating a vehicle at all. And killed, I believe this was three people who were killed in this accident. Didn't even apply the brakes. Yeah, that's probably a bad look. Gavin Newsom, someone who probably can't handle the PR. Also, folks, I want to also say this too. I reached out to the Department of Transportation to get some data from them as well. See, here's the thing, right? I am all on board for talking to people, for talking to the administration and just asking for information because something tells me that those truck accidents that you're seeing play out now that they're telling us about, that this didn't just suddenly happen. There's no way this suddenly happened. This has likely been going on for far too long, and we're now just learning about this. So I reached out to the Department of Transportation asking them specifically, during the 4 years that the Biden administration was operating, how many illegals caused trucking accidents, bus accidents? And I just want the information, and of course, I did not receive a response there. But we should be able to retrieve that information quite quickly. I want to know, this wasn't something that just started happening. This is something that has had to happen prior to the Trump administration taking its place. Unfortunately, though, the Department of Transportation not doing anything to respond. And we're going to play a clip to the press secretary yesterday, giving herself a pat on the back for being the most transparent administration. There's certain departments that are transparent that answer when I reach out, DHS being one of them, and I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful that the Pentagon does as well. But the White House, when I reach out for comment from the White House, they don't respond. When I reach out to the Transportation Department, they don't respond. So we have a major, major issue here. We're not going to sit here and pretend like all of these people are trying to get the information out there and they are trying their best to be as transparent. It's not the case. It's not the case. Speaking of transparency, this one's really interesting. And I think there's going to be more to come from this. You may have seen it yesterday. California Governor Gavin Newsom's former chief of staff was arrested on Wednesday and charged with a number of fraud criminal charges. They're alleging that this individual was plotting to steal over $200,000 and give it to a friend. That's according to the DOJ. Dana Williamson is that individual who has now been slapped with 23 counts of criminal charges, federal charges specifically. She's also been charged with defrauding the United States, obstructing justice, filing false tax returns, and lying to authorities, wire bank fraud as well. Now, it's interesting because, again, these are accusations, so presumption of innocence here. Williamson allegedly, this is according to the report, allegedly participated in a scheme to funnel the money from a dormant political group to another person's account for personal use. Court documents named Sean McCuskey as a co-conspirator who received those funds. At the time, he was chief of staff for someone listed as public official number one, Now, this individual is former chief of staff of the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary. That was under the Biden administration. So they're making these insane claims, which I love to see, because I do believe that, and this is across party lines, this is Republican and Democrats, we're going to say this for, they do have chief of staffs who manipulate their power and are intentionally taking money, kickbacks. So it's good to see potentially that this has been one of the first big ones that I've seen in quite some time take place. You want to see more of this. You want to see a lot more of this because this isn't the only case. Dana Williamson was actually confronted too yesterday and given the opportunity to speak out on these claims. Take a listen to clip 14.
Excuse us.
Any comments?
Should other California officials and people involved in the government be concerned now with this investigation underway?
Do you have any comment, Ms. Williamson?
Excuse us.
No, you guys can contact my attorney.
Excuse us.
Do you have anything to say at all?
Ms. Williamson, do you have anything to say to Javier Becerra right now? He called this a gut punch.
Have you been cooperating with prosecutors?
Excuse us.
So it'll be interesting to hear how this all plays out, though, in the end, because, folks, you can't keep covering this stuff up. You can't keep covering it up. I want to get to another clip, clip 13. This one's interesting because the Osborne family says that President Donald Trump actually left them a voice message, and it's a little bit of a more upbeat story. So let's take a listen.
I mean, should we play the voicemail?
Yeah.
Not saying who it's from. Everyone will know.
Hi, Sharon. It's Donald Trump, and I just wanted to wish you the best and the family. Of great. Ozzy was amazing. He was an amazing guy. I met him a few times, and I want to tell you, he was unique in every way and talented. So I just wanted to wish you the best, and it's a tough thing. I know how close you were, and whatever I can do, take care of yourself. Say hello to the family. Thanks. Bye.
Love him or hate him, he didn't have to call and leave a voicemail.
Listen, when it comes to politics, we know nobody comes out a winner.
I mean, at least he was kind enough to give them a call. I think it's actually a very kind gesture for the president as he continues to battle on a lot of fronts. And he's got a very busy schedule, but he does make the time to talk to people and to wish them well. And I think that was a very kind voicemail for him to leave. Hopefully they have more of a more upbeat response. But again, it was a very touching moment. Obviously, President Trump, these are people he hung around with. He knew them quite well. And so it is interesting to see these types of things. And I think it's something positive to definitely look at. All right, folks, got a lot to discuss. We're going to be kicking off the next portion of the hour by digging into the Epstein emails that were dumped on us yesterday by, of course, House Democrats, who are looking to stir up some controversy because they themselves are trying to, you know, tell us where to pay attention to. Tell us that President Trump is what they want to tell us, is someone who is potentially out there being a predator and going after young girls, even though we all know that is false. We're going to dig into that because I think that's a big issue here. Anyways, we're going to talk about that in a few moments. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. That is where you guys can go and indulge for a very limited time. We've got BOGO still going on methylene blue. When you purchase any supplement, you get a free hat for a limited time. We don't know when the sale is going to end. It could end at any hour today. So head on over to the shop and make sure you stack up right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I'm cutting this important announcement on Veterans Day 2025, November 11th. That means you've got 48 hours to take advantage of this unprecedented sale of ultramethylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com, both the capsules and the liquid tincture. Now listen to me. You can buy one bottle of either and get another free. That's massive right now. And on top of it, every order, not just methylene blue, gets a free custom high-quality ball cap of your selection and choosing at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. This is only for 2 days. I was about to end the methylene blue ad today because we have the free baseball cap. We've done that before, and it's a huge success. People love it, and that's a big freebie. But it was Veterans Day, and I thought, why am I just cutting an ad about a ball cap? Why don't we make it about health and energizing our lives, not just have a nice hat and spread the word and meet my people. That's fun as well and very informative. So this is a true 360 win. I want to thank all of America's veterans of wars and conflicts. And I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for their support and their word of mouth in the info war, because we are all veterans of the fight against the globalist, their COVID attack, the transgenderism, the open borders, the leftist out-of-control tyrants. And we're winning major battles, but we have not won the war yet. We have turned the tide thanks to all of you. So I want to thank you on this Veterans Day for the next 48 hours for your support. And I want to ask those of you that have been on the fence and never tried Methylene Blue, what do you got to lose? You know InfoWars is doing a great job and changing the world. You know we're under globalist attack, so you're supporting the broadcast. You can't lose there, but when you get this incredible product, it will change your life. It does incredible things. It's so good for you, and the ball caps are awesome as well. So this is a first-time sale like it. Buy one, get one free Methylene Blue and a free ball cap. 48 hours until this Thursday at midnight Central Time at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, barring a miracle, just read the news. Corporate media is actually accurate about that. They got the state receiver in here. We've exhausted basically all of our fight. We never gave up. They can close us down, you know, anytime in the next month or so, but it looks like around January 1st is what the receiver from the state court is saying. But that's okay. A website, a studio. The info war belongs to all of us that have stood up and fought the globalists. We're going to continue on. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by our sponsor, Big League, that hadn't just kept InfoWars afloat, thanks to your support. You kept us afloat through it, but has helped build the Alex Jones Network that they own. We got the backup studio. Bigger studios are being built, just as good as these, maybe even better, thanks to all your support. This is the operation you built. The InfoWar has just gotten started. It's not a website. It's not a building. It is the people who understand there's a war on for their mind, taking their country and their planet back from the transhumanist, satanic New World Order death cult. So take action now and let the tyrants and censors know you will never silence not just the people of the United States, but the people of this planet that are God-fearing and who have awoken to the tyrants and who are taking action. From the bottom of my heart on this Veterans Day, I salute all you and ask you now to count the cost and redouble your efforts in the fight by supporting the tip of the spear, the InfoWar, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning. Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. A lot going on today's show. We're breaking down all of the fraud that we're exposing. We broke down briefly the food stamp fraud that's been going on all around the country, as well as the H-1B visa fraud we'll talk about with Matt Marsden in a little bit as well. It's insane. We're exposing, we're finding so much, and we're going to share it all with you guys. But speaking about exposing, yesterday while we were on air, something dropped. We didn't have enough time to kind of sift through it and to read it for ourselves, but I've been following for the last 24 hours now in regards to the Epstein emails that Democrats in the House decided to dump onto the American people. Now, they did so, of course, without the context and by redacting a very key name, of course. We'll talk about that in a moment, but they did it strategically. They did this intentionally. And as someone, I'm going to say this, as someone who supports the Epstein files to be released, everything regarding Jeffrey Epstein being released, obviously we don't need to see and talk about the victims, have their names read out. Like, we don't need any of that, but there are things that could be delivered to the American people to offer transparency, and I fully support that happening. But I don't like the fact that Democrats are sitting here and they're the ones who are saying all of a sudden now they want this. are the ones trying to apply the pressure. Because the reality of it is when Joe Biden was occupying the White House for 4 years, none of them said anything. None of them. And so now they're using this as an opportunity to pile up on President Trump. That means, well, two things to me. Number one, we know that President Trump hasn't in the Epstein files. We have to just assume at this point, because wouldn't Democrats under Joe Biden or under Barack Obama, wouldn't they have released it then? They did everything to go after that man. And they didn't do anything in regards to Epstein. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to make these connections when they don't actually have any evidence of it. Listen, I fully support the Epstein files being released, just like I fully support those over 400,000 migrant children who were brought into this country and then they were forced into sex trafficking and slave labor. I fully support all of that coming to an end and being exposed. I don't have this double standard that Democrats seem to have, where they only care about sex trafficking victims when it's politically convenient. If the president of the United States is somehow, some way, a predator, we would have heard about it by now. They are trying their very best to walk a very thin line of defamation against the president right now. If this was had any type of legitimacy, folks, you would have heard about this years ago. Nothing sticks. Nothing sticks. And this fake outrage that we're going to dive into, because I'm going to outline everything that happened yesterday, this fake outrage coming from the left, like all of a sudden now we have to do a deep dive because the president of the United States might actually be a pedophile. That is garbage. That is absolute garbage. In fact, now they care. But when Joe Biden was accused from his own daughter of taking inappropriate showers in a diary that was obtained by Project Veritas, that Project Veritas tried to turn back over to the government because they weren't sure if it was legally obtained by the person who gave it to them. And then obviously PV had their homes raided, James O'Keefe and his journalist. Did Democrats come out and demand answers to find justice for Ashley Biden? Of course not. Of course not. And she's not even denying that the diary did not belong to her when she's detailing inappropriate showers being taken by her father and saying it's probably why she's has sexual issues. That's what she was in rehab for. See, I care for all victims of sexual assaults. And I just don't sit here and say, oh, well, I'll focus on this one because there's a political game to this one. And just to echo that, you know, when Elon Musk came out and he said, or he put out that tweet trying to connect President Trump to the Epstein files and said that his name was in there, I did reach out to Elon Musk directly and messaged him and asked him for proof, did not hear back from him. But if there's an ounce of proof that President Trump has some way, somehow been implicated in any of this, I would love to see it. Would love to see it. But they don't have anything. This was the tweet that I'm alluding to. I actually saw that tweet back in June and messaged him privately and asked him for his evidence of this. Because there's nothing in the world I hate more than pedophiles. Now, when you publicly accuse the president of the United States of potentially being involved with one of the most horrific pedophiles that we've ever seen, you should have some proof. You should have some proof. And unfortunately, Elon Musk did not hand over or say if he had proof or anything to that nature. He, I believe, deleted that tweet afterwards, if I'm not mistaken. So again, let's focus on what's happened yesterday. Let's go through situation by situation. So yesterday, they obviously dropped these emails. These emails do look like they're talking about President Trump. They're allegedly from Jeffrey Epstein and to several people. But the most interesting part here is they redact a name. And according to House Republicans, that name is actually one of the individuals who took her own life because she was raped repeatedly. Virginia Giuffre, as many people know, she was apparently the victim in the email. So, of course, this is a woman who has gone very on the record with what happened to her and made those allegations public, has published books, has done interviews about what happened to her. And she has never said a bad thing about President Trump. So yesterday, the White House press secretary was asked about this. I want you to listen to clip 5 and see exactly how she was asked about it, and then the White House's official response. Take a listen.
Why not just go ahead, release the full files on Epstein, get this all over with?
This administration has done more with respect to transparency when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein than any administration ever. In fact, this administration, the Department of Justice, has turned over tens of thousands of documents to the American people. We are cooperating and showing support for the House Oversight Committee. That's part of the reason you are seeing these documents that were released today, because of the House Oversight Committee's and Republicans' efforts to get these out to the public. The Department of Justice also moved to unseal grand jury testimony, which we know, unfortunately, a judge declined those requests. So this administration has done more than any, and it just shows how this is truly a manufactured hoax by the Democrat Party. For now, they're talking about it all of a sudden because President Trump is in the Oval Office. But when Joe Biden was sitting in there, the Democrats never brought this up. This wasn't an issue that they cared about because they actually don't care about the victims in these cases. They care about trying to score political points against President Trump, as we have, of course, seen with this government shutdown. And this entire thing, again, it's not a coincidence to the American people at home. There are no coincidences in Washington, D.C. And it is not a coincidence that the Democrats leaked these emails to the fake news this morning ahead of Republicans reopening the government. This is another distraction campaign by the Democrat and the liberal media, and it's why I'm being asked questions about Epstein instead of the government reopening because of Republicans and President Trump.
But given your Reagan.
You see, folks, that's exactly what's happening. It was a great way for them to deflect, and President Trump calling it out on Truth Social, and I hate when he refers to it as a hoax. Again, not something I support. The Democrats are trying to bring up the Jeffrey Epstein hoax again because they're do anything at all to deflect on how badly they've done on the shutdown. He goes on to detailing again and claiming that he's innocent. There should be no deflection to Epstein. And again, folks, the reality of it too is keep in mind, he is the only president who has put out a lot of information in regards to Jeffrey Epstein. So there's that. Now, yes, there's a lot that we don't know of that we should know of, and we do have a right to know of, and I want to see all of it because I've had enough of sitting here and playing these games, but you can't sit here and say that he hasn't been doing things because he has. But again, Democrats are intentionally doing this. They are intentionally creating this chaos, and I don't like it. We should not be sitting here and picking and choosing what sex trafficking victims we're going to support because there's some type of political advantage to it. We should be out there screaming about all of it and demanding justice for all victims. So to sit here and for Democrats to pretend now all of a sudden they have this interest, and I'll give criticism too to Congressman Thomas Massie, and rightfully so, because the congressman, man, he is out here, and I fully support for us learning more about what happened here with Jeffrey Epstein. But it's just constant attacks, and it's just one way with Massie, and it's not acceptable. Because again, over 400,000 migrant children were shuffled into this country by the Biden regime and lost, many of them landing in sex trafficking rings, slave labor, and so much more. And we have done absolutely nothing in regards to trying to find them. President Trump trying, not hard enough, I think, in my opinion. But we can't sit here and have this double standard because now it's politically convenient for all of us to start talking about Jeffrey Epstein. People weren't screaming about Jeffrey Epstein when the Biden regime was operating. But now, all of a sudden, they want to talk about it now. And it really sucks because I support it, of course. But you have me sitting here and going, well, what are we supposed to do? This is clearly a political stunt being pushed by the left, and I do not support that at all. But I also support those who are pedophiles being held accountable. Because time and time again, we have not heard a single name of who was raping these young girls. It's infuriating. It truly, truly is. So CNN, let's take a listen to how CNN was detailing this to their audience yesterday. In clip six, we're going to walk you through how Caitlin Collins is covering this over at the network. Take a listen.
John, these are emails that show Jeffrey Epstein mentioning Donald Trump by name multiple times in private correspondence that he had with people, including Ghislaine Maxwell, obviously his longtime associate and accomplice, and also the author Michael Wolff, in a time span of about the last 15 years or so in these emails. Now, these are coming out from the House Oversight Committee. They had issued a bipartisan subpoena to Jeffrey Epstein's estate, John, as you know, earlier this year. And so they've gotten their hands on a trove of documents. And these are emails that included Jeffrey Epstein on them. They were sent either to him or from him that mentioned Donald Trump before he was in office and also while he was in office during his first term. And I want to walk you through these emails of what exactly we are reading in Jeffrey Epstein's own words in these emails that have been released by the House Oversight Committee. And in one of them, Jeffrey Epstein says, and I should note, Trump did not send or receive any of these messages. He's not a party to these emails, John, but these are emails from Jeffrey Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell. This is one from April 2nd, 2011. And in this email, Jeffrey Epstein writes to Ghislaine Maxwell and says, quote, "I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. There's a name that's redacted, which the House Oversight Committee has said is a victim of Jeffrey Epstein's. Obviously, we have not been able to independently confirm that because her name is redacted from this email. But they say redacted spent hours at my house with him. He has never once been mentioned, police chief, et cetera. I'm 75% there." Ghislaine Maxwell responds to that email, John, and says, quote, "I have been thinking about that." Now, there's no context for that message in this release of what we're getting. Obviously, this was a time span, and this was about 3 years after Jeffrey Epstein had accepted what is now known as that sweetheart deal that only got him a few months in prison, and something that came under a ton of scrutiny during Donald Trump's first term in office because of his then Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, who helped negotiate that plea deal, that sweetheart deal, for Jeffrey Epstein at the time. And so that's the context of this came about 3 years after he had negotiated that plea deal, John. And there's also other emails that have been released by the committee this morning, including between Jeffrey Epstein and Michael Wolff. People will remember Michael Wolff, of course, the author who wrote a book on the inner workings of Trump's West Wing back in 2018 during his first term. He is someone who has talked at length about his own correspondence with Jeffrey Epstein, published audio recordings of those conversations between the two of them. And in another email, and this seems to be a reference to Donald Trump saying that he kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago club, and Jeffrey Epstein writes to Michael Wolff and says, quote, "Trump said he asked me to resign." And he adds, John, "never a member ever. Of course, he knew about the girls as he asked Ghislaine to stop."
So you see how they're slanting this. They're trying their best to pretend like this is some type of criminality here. They're insinuating it. Now, probably with the responsible thing to do would be to reach out to House Republicans to figure out who that victim is. We now know, obviously, according to them, that this is Virginia Giuffre, who obviously went very, very public about what happened to her. She's called out, had no problem calling out those who she alleged sexually assaulted her as a child. But again, if you're trying to push a narrative, as House Democrats are, you would make sure to create some type of curiosity. Pretend like there is possibly a victim here who they should be protecting. But again, obviously, Virginia has passed away and she's no longer with us. So there would really be no justification for doing what they did there unless you're trying to, again, go after the president of the United States and to insinuate that he is a pedophile. She has gone on the record and said that, no, none of those things happened to her with President Trump. And it's not just that, too. There's other individuals who were very present for a lot of these situations and said that President Trump never went out there and sexually assaulted these girls. And again, folks, he's the only one who's been advocating, campaign trail too, for the Epstein files to be released. So if he had an ounce of guilt, wouldn't you think that he probably wouldn't have been doing that? Don't you think that Democrats would have used it against him by now and put things out prior to him getting reelected? Yeah, they would have. We'll walk you through also, which is very, very obvious what was going on here, how they were potentially trying to slant this and use it as a political capital against President Trump as well. Also walking us through all of the details later on the show is going to be Sean Atwood. He's been following all of this for many, many years now. He'll be joining us in the third hour of the program to break all of it down for us. But I want to keep digging into this because yesterday, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett decided to get on CNN. And when she was grilled about the name being redacted, because she thought, obviously, like Democrats did, that they could get away with pushing this lie and pretending like this was President Trump who was going out there and hurting victims. And there was somehow this victim that they couldn't name because, well, they had to protect her. When Jasmine Crockett was asked about this on CNN yesterday, she was stumbling over her own words. Take a listen to clip 7 and specifically how she responded.
This is an email from April 2nd, 2011. Republicans are saying that that victim is Virginia Giuffre. As you know, she died by suicide. She's been very outspoken, a very outspoken victim of Jeffrey Epstein. Here's the email right here on your screen. She wrote a book, as you know, and she did not accuse him of any wrongdoing. What do you make of that? And can you confirm that?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, it's redacted who the victim is, so I won't necessarily take the Republicans' word on who it is that's redacted. And I don't know why they would necessarily redact someone's name who is deceased at this point.
The Democrats did that, though. The Democrats redacted.
No. I understand, okay, but I'm just saying, like, our biggest concern is to actually make sure that we are protecting victims. And obviously, she wrote a book. She told her truth.
Obviously, Jasmine Crockett's on the committee, and she probably could have figured that out for herself and could have asked before doing that interview, which she probably knows. And she's an attorney, so she knows just to play stupid and pretend like you're ignorant. You have no idea what's going on here, but she knows exactly what's happening here, folks. She knows exactly what's happening here. This is what they do. They're all pushing this lie. They're trying to pretend like they have no idea. No idea whatsoever as to why this is happening. See, they weren't expecting that the media was going to catch on that quickly. They thought they were going to get away with this. So now they're pretending like we are trying our very best to release the Epstein files. Take a listen to the one of the Democrats, Congressman Robert Garcia, because he is someone who has been very recently outspoken on the subject matter in clip 8. And he's pretending like Republicans are the ones blocking all of this. Take a listen.
Stories. What's holding some of your colleagues back? What is holding Republicans back from voting to release all the files?
They're complicit in this cover-up. When Donald Trump, the president, says, I don't want to release the files, or he tried to remember earlier in this year, he actually even said they kind of discarded them as being even not important. When they're not releasing these files, it brings questions to be asked. And so, again, our commitment has been clear. Release the Epstein files. The men that committed harm should be held accountable today.
You've also been demanding answers.
Yeah, well, let's just talk about that for a second. Why all of a sudden are you demanding this? Why? Now we care about the victims all of a sudden. It's all garbage, folks. It's all garbage. And I have a very strong feeling that there's a very high chance that Democrats on their way out put something in those files to try to go after President Trump, because otherwise this doesn't make sense. Why is he continuously calling it a hoax? I wish he'd go into detail, because every time he says it, I do get angry. Because we're talking about children that were sexually abused by a predator, and multiple predators. And we have to give credit when credit's due. There are a group of Republicans who are not shying away from this. They've been very outspoken, wanting accountability and to see the files for themselves. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, Nancy Mace as well. Congressman Thomas Massie is a part of this as well. And Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene as well. So these are the key Republicans who are out there, and they're not budging, even though apparently the White House has been trying to potentially apply a little bit of pressure. Boebert apparently had a meeting, spoke with President Trump yesterday, but she's not budging from any of this. They're trying to get them to take their names off of a petition, because now it looks like they have the votes to potentially move forward with their motion. Now, yesterday in clip 9, you're going to listen to the press secretary specifically be asked that question about Boebert having that meeting with the president. Take a listen.
Government reopening because of Republicans and President Trump.
But given your
Reagan.
Interest in transparency, Caroline, why are White House officials then meeting with Representative Boebert in an effort to try and get her to not sign this petition calling for the release of the files?
Doesn't it show transparency that members of the Trump administration are willing to brief members of Congress whenever they please? Doesn't that show our level of transparency? Doesn't that show the level of transparency when we are willing to sit down with members of Congress and address their concerns? That is that's a defining factor of transparency, having discussions with members of Congress about various issues. And I'm not going to detail conversations that took place in the Situation Room, in the press briefing room. Reagan.
I would strongly disagree with that. There's a lack of transparency with this administration. It's more transparent than the last, obviously, but it's definitely not transparent. Well, my definition of transparency, when you reach out for comment, you try to get more information from the White House. Unfortunately, they do not respond to everyone. In fact, yesterday, I believe they had a new media seat filled by a member of a foreign media outlet. Well, American media outlets, news media outlets, aren't allowed to get that, I guess. Most of us who have applied have not heard back, and they've received thousands of applications. But for some reason, we're giving a foreign media outlet access. Now, it's not just me calling out the Democrats and their theatrics. Thankfully, we have the good man, Congressman Tim Burchett, who yesterday was speaking out about the issue. He's done with the fake hoax when it comes to Democrats cooking up this fake hoax that President Trump is implicated in any of this. I want you to listen to clip 10 specifically of Tim Burchett talking about how Democrats just blocked his efforts to release the Epstein files. Take a listen.
This upcoming bill to release the Epstein files?
Yeah, that's why I just put a bill up. I just tried to move it ahead because what you're seeing right now is what exactly is going to happen, going to continue happening. Everybody's going to pull little piecemeal portions. Sorry about that. I got to animate. I'm Southern Baptist. They're going to pull portions of it out, and they're going to try to fit their own little narrative. Both sides are going to do it. You all know it. You're all going to feed upon it. Let's just get the dadgum bill out. Let's vote it out, and the Democrats oppose me on it. It's stupid. It's all about politics. It's not about taking care of young ladies who got abused, and we should take care of them. But there's a process in place. The Democrats have had it for 4 years and didn't do a dadgum thing. And you know, if Trump was in that thing, Biden, the rest, and Kamala Harris, I mean, he's the Antichrist to them. They would have already had it out. What you got?
I was going to ask about
that. Is the voice of reason, Congressman Tim Burchett. We love him to pieces. He is the very few that are brave enough to come out and say the truth, and truly is trying to advocate for these victims, but he knows he's up against a very corrupt DC machine. Folks, if you haven't done so already, head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com. There is so much going on right over there right now. I get this free hat, InfoWars hat, is available when you purchase a supplement, of course. And the BOGO sale has just changed over. So head on over to the alexjonesstore.com right now. And also, if you haven't done so already, go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app, because folks, when they lock that front door, we need to make sure that you stay in touch with us. So if you haven't done so, make sure you download the app, have it on your phone ready to go, because that is where we are going to head to, you know, if anything does happen. And that is the best way to stay in touch. The information war is never going to end, and we will keep it alive. And the best way to do so is making sure that you follow us throughout everything. All right, next hour, we got Matt Marsden joining the program, because I got a lot to talk about with him. He wants to sound off about H-1B visas, and he's got a lot of interesting things to say, so don't go anywhere.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. I was sitting here this morning about to cut the announcement about the free ball cap to celebrate Veterans Day, not just for our military veterans, but veterans of the info war. And I thought, wait a minute, let's extend the ultramethylene blue sale, even though it's close to selling out. Don't worry, more's coming in a few weeks. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. Because the globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up, and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. So you have 48 hours to buy one bottle of methylene blue, get one free, and the free ball cap right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now again, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning some big battles here. We haven't won the war, and the globalists have been salivating over getting us off the air. They are so ridiculously foolish. We're not going to miss a beat. We're going to be on all the same radio stations, all the same systems. It's going to blow up in their face, bigger than ever. The only missing equation is you continuing to spread the word when we make this move and supporting us at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, while getting products that enrich you and your family's lives. The only way you fail is not taking action. And don't forget what Thomas Jefferson said during the Revolutionary War. The only thing that evil men in tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. You're the good men and women. Take action now. Support the tip of the spear, thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.
Thank you.